is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Okay, Holly, what do you got, honey? Sorry we cut into the time.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. Happy hour. It's Friday. Hello. Let's talk about all of this drama with Phil Collins and his ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh. It is drama.
Oh, so Phil Collins has filed a lawsuit against his ex-wife, Orianne Seavey, after she allegedly refused to leave his Miami Beach home after marrying another guy in Las Vegas in August.
Well, I would have filed a case, too. I think he has a right.
So the reason he filed the lawsuit yesterday is because he told Orianne that she had until this Monday, the 12th, to get out of the house. She didn't do that. So in this lawsuit, Phil Collins is accusing his ex-wife of unlawful detainer and forcible entry. So in these documents, Phil Collins is claiming that his ex-wife and her new husband, this guy named Thomas Bates, have, quote, taken possession of the property by a show of force and allegedly have hired armed guards to patrol the property with openly displayed firearms.
Oh, my God. I would file a case. They sound scary.
Yeah, so the Daily Mail has some photographs of Orianne and her new husband walking down the street. He's not too bad to look at, and so they got married back in August. Now, Phil Collins and Orianne have had a very tumultuous relationship, so they got together back in the 90s. They have two kids together. They got divorced. We're separated, you know, obviously divorced for a while. Yep. Then they got back together. They never got remarried, I believe, but they were living together for quite some time in this house in Miami. And then all of a sudden it was like, oops, I went into Vegas and got married.
Mm-hmm. She's 46 and Collins is 69.
But didn't you want at one point, Holly, say that he's already had a settlement with her when they really got divorced and she got like $49 million?
Yeah, when they got divorced in 2008, Phil Collins reportedly paid Orianne $46 million in that settlement.
So she has a gob of money from him.
Yes.
And she's just being...
And did she get married and divorced to somebody else and he got some of that money?
You know,
Phil Collins' money?
I can't speak to that.
I think that she, maybe, Lori.
Yeah, I think that she had a quick marriage with some other guy and he ended up taking her for some money and filled. And then he got back together with her and said, you can stay in this house. And very messy, very messy.
Yes. Yeah. So she got married to this guy. His name was Fuad Majadi. And then, it seems like maybe they got, it's just like.
They got married by an Elvis impersonator.
Well, yes, her and this new guy. Look, that is my new goal. I got to say, after seeing Lily Allen and David Harbour's marriage, the Elvis wedding, going to In-N-Out, and then now these people being married by the Elvis impersonator, I got to say. Very, very tempting.
I can't believe you didn't do it, Lori, once.
I didn't have enough marriages under my belt. Otherwise, it would have happened. Probably number four.
I can see it. Yeah. I can't believe that hasn't happened for you.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we'll move on from that messy Phil Collins situation. Let's talk about some casting news. Kate Hudson is joining season 2 of the Apple Plus TV show Truth Be Told. Have you guys checked this out?
No.
It stars Octavia Spencer. She plays a character named Poppy, who's a true crime podcaster. And in the second season, Kate Hudson's going to play a character named Micah, a lifestyle guru and longtime friend of Poppy. And apparently the new case that they're podcasting is going to put their relationship to the ultimate test.
It sounds good. I love the whole premise already.
This is Kate Hudson's first foray into streaming. She's kind of one of the last movie star holdouts.
Well, and movie star is really putting it lately because she's movie star adjacent because she really isn't anything since Almost Famous. Not really. Sorry to be so shady. I know
she did 10 dresses in 10 days.
I know how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Yeah, I know.
Not to be confused with 27 dresses, which is Catherine
Heigl. I'm just saying, we really thought she was going to be something because she was so incandescent. Maybe she just had a bad picker and a bad agent
for
getting stuff, but it's hard to shine. Like, she never shone quite as bright as Goldie.
No. Yeah, she had that big launch. And then it was kind of, her career was based off of the popularity of rom-coms.
Yeah.
And then we've been left.
They quit making them.
But they're coming back.
That's true. Sandra Bullock is doing a rom-com, mm-hmm. and, you know, hopefully that genre finds some kind of lifeline because...
Yeah, it sounds like... And also, you know, Kate had children early. She had her first kid, like, early. Yeah. I don't know if that makes a difference if when you're Hollywood adjacent and you're on your, you know, in the business. I have no idea.
Well, you're probably making different choices.
Yeah. She has three different children with three different husbands, and I think the coordination would be a little tough because one of them lives in England.
Right.
That is absolutely
I'm just saying, if you want to be a parent.
Cutting through the mom tape there.
You know, to be a parent and have that much going on.
Maybe not as much time to devote to your career.
Right.
Yeah. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle released a new photograph to coincide with the Time 100 talk they're going to be hosting on the state of our shared digital experience. So they're really leaning into this as being their thing to talk about, which is social media and what we're doing with it right now. So
that's fine. But what I found more fascinating today is that their house in Montecito is available to rent $700 an hour.
Stop.
No cooking shows, no smoking, no porn.
They need the money.
So it was listed on this website called Gigster, where you can go and you can rent houses. And apparently their house in Montecito is listed for $700 an hour. You can have a crew of 15 people parking for $50. Now, the listing was posted before Harry and Meghan bought the house this summer. Oh. So I don't know if it's active or not.
All right, there you go.
Royal speak. That is no longer available.
Yeah. All right.
But there's no way. Good. Okay, I couldn't.
Just
that
so
out.
You can snoop around, though, and you can still look at the photographs of the way that the house looked before they moved in.
I've got to tell Aunt Catherine that we did find the back way when we were driving around Montecito
looking for
the service entry, because I saw it in this.
Oh, that's it.
There's all kinds of things, because it was a serial radio drama. It was a recreation of this. People thought it was so real. It was... happening. So it's not just one guy droning. It's like this whole, I don't know, but I've never, to my recollection, I don't even remember listening to it on Armed Forces radio when we were stationed in Japan.
Yes.
I don't think they ever replayed it. I think there was a problem because so many people, well, we'll have to do a deep dive on War of the Worlds
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I hope none of the shows are listening to us right now, and we can keep this to ourselves.
It's our idea.
Yeah, because there was a whole scandal with that.
Well, right.
And Orson Welles, you know, people were like,
Vintage scandal.
All right, there we go.
Okay, let's do some weekend picks, shall we?
All right, I'll go first.
All right,
so if you are looking for, something indoor fun, because it's going to be July, at Ridgedale this weekend, the Great Pumpkin Experience is happening, and there's going to be a designer there that is hand painting pumpkins.
Oh, cute.
And really beautiful, gorgeous. I showed you some of them. Pumpkins, and...
I thought those were China.
No, they're beautiful custom painted pumpkins for purchase to benefit the Hope Chest for breast cancer. And the Hope Chest, you know, has distributed over 5,200 grants and over $2 million to breast cancer patients and their families.
Oh, yeah.
In the past. So that would be a good thing. That's happening Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 at Ridgedale.
So cool.
You can also, Sweetland, remember?
Yeah, I went there. Orchard?
No, but thank you, Rocco.
Sorry.
Sweetland, the movie. Remember that movie, Sweetland?
Oh, yeah.
That was made by the Minnesota guy?
Yeah.
Sweetland, the musical, is happening. You can stream it live via the History Theater. You know, they do so many great projects.
Oh, yeah.
So this could be something you could watch. It's happening now through October 22nd.
I didn't realize they were doing that.
I saw it randomly and I'm like, oh my gosh, in Sweetland the Musical. So that's at the History Theater and you can stream that online. There's a lot of holiday events going on, but one of them that I thought would be kind of
fun. Holiday is in Halloween.
Yeah, holiday, you know. Fart. We're going to combine them all together.
Right.
I think the biggest holiday is going to be like next March. It's just going to be Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween,
birthdays. It'll be Vaccine Day.
It'll be Vaccine Day. Right. That'll be the biggest holiday. So the Bakken Museum, B-A-K-K-E-N Museum, has a permanent Frankenstein exhibit. And you can explore the creepy history behind Mary Shelley's monster and the mad scientist. There's a 10-minute show. So that is happening at the Bakken. Check out the Bakken.org.
That's over by Lake Calhoun. Or not Lake Calhoun anymore, whatever it's called.
Screamtown.
Bademuska.
Bademuska. And then this is just one more thing.
I don't know.
What's today's date?
Today is the 16th of October.
Okay. So tomorrow, Movies in the Park, The Birds, which we talked about while you were gone, the Alfred Hitchcock film, is showing in St. Paul and Mears Park.
And tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. But the event is socially distanced. It costs $10 per family. Only 5 members of the same household can go. It'll be, bring your blanket.
Oh, and you need to RSVP. I read about that today. You need to RSVP because they're trying to keep numbers down.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that would be something really cool and spooky. Mm-hmm. Pass because I'm going to burp.
Okay. Are you, Wendy Williams?
Someone came by and did a cooking segment with me earlier. And I'm
you're having Osembe.
I'm going to blame it on my Tex-Mex trail mess, which I was totally cheating eating, but the chili in it has got to my tummy.
Yeah. All right. Rocco, you got any ideas?
Sure. I got a couple things. I'm going to go to Seaver's Corn Maze tomorrow because there's an event there that I was invited to. So I'm excited about that. I think it's supposed to be some in the
sunny.
I think it's going to be in the 50s during the day.
Okay.
I'm playing tennis tomorrow.
The boys?
It's supposed
to be one.
Yes.
Okay, fun.
There's a couple things, though, online that I'm excited about. There's something called Save Our Stages.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're doing a 3-day festival, and it starts tonight at 7. Artists across the country are playing in small venues. There's one tonight at First Ave by somebody named Dizzy Fay. I don't know who that is.
I think Dizzy Fay is from Minnesota.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like tonight, probably one of the biggest names is Macklemore or G-Eazy or Marshmello and Demi Lovato. They're doing sets, on this YouTube channel.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters are doing stuff. Miley Cyrus is doing stuff tomorrow. The Roots, Portugal the Man. Then on Sunday, Dave Matthews, Reba McEntire from the Ryman.
They're trying to raise money for all these theaters.
Yeah,
these small
and First Ave is one of them. You know? So they're, there's, if you want to watch, do that. If
you
want to just, it's on YouTube, go to saveourstages.com. And there's a button to donate. So please do, because if we lost First Ave, I don't know.
Any of these turf club, any of these places, the Troubadour in LA, they're probably, someone's playing at the Troubadour.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So they're playing at all these different places, Miley's. So you can just, and then, it is fun to just watch it right on your TV.
Right.
It's kind of like my mom was happy to know about that feature for watching Elvis in concert.
Yes.
Just getting it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like you're there.
Right. The one other thing I want to say, I talked about like Trip Shakespeare and Matt Wilson a little bit. So if anybody likes Dan Wilson or Semisonic, Dan Wilson, we were talking about Adele earlier. Dan Wilson wrote that big Adele song that won everything.
That's right.
So Matt Wilson's been doing like a bi-weekly, I think, Saturday show on YouTube, and he hinted that Dan would be part of it tomorrow night. So if you like Trip Shakespeare, if you like Dan Wilson, Matt Wilson, Semisonic, look up, just Google like Matt Wilson Orchestra YouTube, you'll find it.
Dan would know what's been going on with Adele if she sent him half-finished lyrics and asked him, help me finish the song.
See, she's been working Lori. You're so worried that she's been lazy.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it's hard to find some musical stuff that is going on.
Well, tell us some, though. Is there some live music
going on? There is. Well, the Minnesota Music Cafe is one of the places that is having live music.
Who's playing there? Because I went there, about a month ago, and it's very high ceilings. They're socially...
It's big.
It's huge.
That place is huge.
And it was super fun.
And I think because it's not as big, of course, as a First Avenue, they can make money at the 25% capacity thing. I mean, that's what it really comes down to for everybody. But so there's some live music. So tonight, of course, every Friday night, and I don't know for how many years, I've been neglecting to remind people that the Front Porch Swingin' Liquor Pigs are playing at, Palmer's every Friday night. And they've been a tradition there like Cornbread Harris was a tradition at the Loring Pasta Bar.
Oh, right. I love that.
You know, but they are playing, you know, and Palmer's has a big, huge
yes, they do.
Patio and stuff. Davina and the Vagabonds is streaming. Dakota, the Dakota has been doing since really the pandemic, DakotaCooks.com. Yep. And having paid gigs to watch right up, Davina and the Vagabonds are playing tonight. So if you miss rocking out with Davina and the Vagabonds, that would be fun to do tonight. Also, the Peterson family, this is at 7:30. This is their annual thing. They do a fundraiser for a scholarship in jazz studies. It's called the you go to PetersonFamilyMusic.com, and it's $20. But of course, Paul Peterson, Donny Osmond is a special guest. Some of the other people.
Tonight. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's something that you can stream, but all the money is going for a scholarship for jazz studies. Nice. And they do this every year.
Nice.
So that's something. Okay. And then tomorrow night at the, I forget who's at the Minnesota Music Cafe tonight.
I was looking that up too. Is it some 70s band?
It is. And tomorrow it's Critical Mass is playing tomorrow night at the Minnesota Music Cafe. But there's a, you know, few other places. The Minneapolis Eagle is open, and they've got bands playing there and stuff like that. But it all depends. It's just not that many places can be open at 25% capacity, make money.
Right.
Pay for their, you know what I mean? So
right.
And I think at Palmer's, they're having like a two nights with Four on the Floor. Have you ever seen those guys? They have the drums on, the kick drums on the floor.
I love that band. That was one of my bands I signed to my imaginary record label years ago.
Those guys are great. So I think they're doing a two night stand at Palmer's. And
Next weekend?
I think this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
And I was looking it up, and that's they on their thing, they said socially distanced. You had tickets in advance. So these places are trying to do it. I know Ice House has been doing music.
And you know, Chan Hassen has something going on tonight.
Yeah, they do every week.
Sterling, I think, is he doing?
He's doing, I don't know.
And people are loving that experience because they put in a new system, you know, filtering system there. And it's just at 25%. It's on the main stage.
No one, if you ever had someone who didn't like going out because it was too crowded.
This is the time.
You know, this is their time for if they feel comfortable going out, because it's just like nothing is crowded.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Mick Sterling is doing two nights of the music of the Allman Brothers and Little Feet.
That's it. I mean, Mick can really
sing. And Stevie Ray is at Chan, too.
Yeah.
We've got some. And tonight, of course, on Disney Plus is Clouds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Getting very, very good reviews. Decider gave it 9 out of 10 hankies. I saw it.
Lori, and IMDb, it's 9.5. I mean, who gets that high?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so sad, though.
I know. It is, but sometimes people feel the need to just have a good cry.
I know. And it feels so amazing that people in this building gave them the shot to make this song.
It's unbelievable.
Listen,
we come back. We've got just a couple other things for you before our Friday song. We're going to sing I Will Survive. It seems like the time for Gloria.
It does.
Sweet.
So do that at mytalk1071.com.
Thank you. Before we left, you know, we were talking about Clouds, which is the Zach Sobieff story. And you guys were talking about the Behind the Clouds, the show that KSP
Steve
Patterson did about the making of the movie and everything. And that's going to re-air Sunday night on KSP at 11.
It's so worth it, people.
And yeah, so they're re-airing it. And it really is, like you said, getting really good reviews. And on the total other end of the spectrum, which is a serious and based on a real-life thing, Aaron Sorkin is getting rave reviews for The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Yes.
Which started streaming on Netflix today. And, you know, Aaron Sorkin, I did not like his Steve Jobs movie, The Social Network. He did that.
But listen to who's in the cast. Yo,
it's amazing.
It's a big cast. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Frank Langella, Michael Keaton, Eddie Redmayne, Tom Hayden.
I love how you call him Eddie Redmayne.
I know.
Reminds me of the red carpet.
Eddie Redmayne. It's Eddie Redmayne.
Whatever.
Sacha Baron Cohen plays Abby Hoffman. So it's the trial. It's basically, it's about, these people who the peaceful U.S. government were, charged. They were, that they incited the 1968 anti-Vietnam War riots.
Yes, yes.
And so the government went, and it was Abbie Hoffman, who was played by Sacha Baron Cohen, and Tom Hayden, Eddie Redmayne, as you like to call him, who was married to Jane Fonda at the time. That's his character. Jerry Rubin is played by Jeremy Strong. So it is, Chris Hewitt didn't like it as much as a lot of other movie critics.
So it's on Netflix tonight.
New York Times called it Eric Sorkin's best thing that he's done since The West Wing.
And you know how you were talking, Lori, about how kids watching wildlife is calming? Rocco, I highlighted this for you.
Okay.
It's on Disney Plus. Jane Lynch narrates Meet the Chimps, and it's a six-part National Geographic series about a chimpanzee's wildlife sanctuary in Louisiana. So I think that'd be kind of...
That sounds good.
Yeah. Does that sound good?
Jane Lynch is great, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, listen to you, Rocco. That, I'm trying to decide if you're sincere or not.
Oh, no, she's great.
Yeah, okay.
She is funny.
She is funny.
I like her a lot.
Jinx.
I know it. I'm excited that it's the weekend.
Yeah, well, you've got to be. You work 5 days. I'm going to feel
so
like you next Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's...
Because of the time soup situation. I had mine broken up.
You broke yours up.
I broke it up, even though I did absolutely nothing really that differently. You know what I'm saying? Because there's not...
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom is like, we're not going out to... You know what I mean? I'm living the same... Low key, quiet.
We're living the life everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the cutest photo of The Rock, he posted on Instagram today, throwback to his 7-year-old self in Hawaii. And I thought, if those teeth are not familiar to everybody who's ever been 7,
totally.
That
Bucky.
One big tooth, one tooth is bigger than the other. You've lost them. They're coming in. They're little raggedy, spacey, you know. It's just very relatable. Because I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's cute.
I got a picture of my 7-year-old self like that.